Okay, now you can. A, B,
C, D, A, F, G, H, I, O,
K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. Then I'll turn it off.
Q, R, S. Where are the terminals?
U, V,
W, X,
N, Y, Z. Happy children, we will be when we play our ABCs.
When are the children going to come on?
When are the children going to come on? There aren't any children here in the room, but just you. You can make some more. Say something to me. Go ahead.
When are you going to go?
Oh, don't talk right into it. Hold it out there like that.
When are you going to go?
When am I going to go where?
To A, B, C, D, F, E, R, N.
That's not a place to go to, dear.
C, D, F, G, N, R, S, C, D.
You want to sing it with me? Okay. A, B,
C, D, E, F.
It's on. A,
B, C, D, F, G, H, I,
J,
L, M, N, O, P,
Q,
R, S,
T, U, V,
T, U, V,
W,
X,
and Y, Z. Now, start again. Want to do it one more time?
Why can't
then
we
just got to get to work, okay?
Why can't we do it three
just one,
times?
No, just one more time. Leave that on if you want to record.
Why?
Okay, let's record John saying something. Once upon a time,
Once upon a time, there was a little
there
boy.
There was a young man named John.
No, not that.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it by myself.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was one upon a time, there was one man and one girl and one mommy and one daddy and one boy. And they all went on a trip and they saw bears. And the bears were coming to knock them in. They got on the horses and they knocked the bear in the water. The child was on the horse and the girl was on the horse. The mom was on the horse. So they all picked up the pennies. They put them on their pockets, and they had guns, and they shoot out. And they had lights, and guns, and fire, and burn people up.
Good heavens. They did all of that?
Are you going to say it?
No, you've already said it. Now we'll listen back to it.
Will you say it? Are you saying there?
For other church. Through the school. And I had made a couple of remarks on the phone.
You mean on the radio on the phone?
No. Just over the phone, privately. And about 20 minutes after the remark that I had made a couple of remarks, I received a phone call from a person who would identify himself only as James and accused me of making the call the day before on feedback, stating...
Member of our church that did this?
No, he denied being a member, but he was setting up for the church. Now, see, I don't know whether he was or what the situation was, but it was a little disturbing to me. Like I told him, if I had been the person that called in, he did not have the right to call me privately and discuss it because this was a public viewing of everybody's opinion, and if he disagreed with me, he should call the station and give his viewpoint. He wanted to discuss the situation further with me, and I said I didn't even hear the conversation on the radio, therefore I refused to discuss it. I said, I live in the valley. I live next door to People's Temple. I've had no problems with them. I've had really no experience with them. I am ignorant of their financial status and everything. Therefore, would not be making any remarks whatsoever, but did not appreciate him privately calling me.
I'm sure it's not one of our members, because, first of all, I don't know how they'd get your name. It'd be pretty presumptuous of anybody to...
Yeah, this is... So, and it was quite... like I said, I had made a couple of remarks against this person who I was having trouble with through the school with one of my children.
Well,
who is a member of the People's Temple, and I got this call like 20 minutes after I had made the remark.
Oh, boy.
And they said I had given my last name. So I think the person was calling because of the remark I had made against this other person.
Hmm.
Who is a member of the People's Temple. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so I don't think it had anything to do with that phone call that came into the station. I think it was, they were using that as an excuse because I contacted the station and asked them whether the person who made that phone call gave their first or their last name, and they said they gave their first name, not their last name. So,
who made the very first statement?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Who started icing with
yeah, that I was accused of being that person. He even said he recognized my voice.
Hmm.
So it was, I felt it was somewhat threatening in the extent that he was calling, saying, accusing me of making that phone call, when in a sense he was calling, stating that he knew I had made a remark. And I asked him if it had anything to do with the remark that I had made that day, and he said no. But he had no way of getting my phone number other than through that two phone calls that I made. I had given my phone number.
Well, did you recognize possibly who he might have been?
No, he said he was an invalid, that he was lonesome, he was by himself, and he enjoyed talking on the telephone. And I said, then I recommend that you get on that phone and talk to feedback every day and don't ever call me again.
Huh.
Because I said, this is how that's set up. If I had made the phone call, I had the right to view my opinion, even, and then if you disagreed, you had the right to call in and disagree. But I didn't even hear their phone call. I didn't even hear feedback that day, even know what the phone call was about, other than hearsay, you know.
Hmm.
And then when I read this article, I felt that I should, you know, like you said in there, if there was anything that had been, you know, connected with this, to please call and let you know. So all he would give me was James. Had he given me his full name and his phone number, I might have talked to him a little bit. But I felt that he had an unfair advantage.
Hmm. And he wouldn't give you his phone number or anything?
No, or his last name.
But you say he was friendly toward us? Toward the church?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. He disagreed with everything that the caller had said.
Well, you say that, you know, you have a problem with one of the children from the church with your children. Is there anything, you know, if you could name the child, possibly we could talk to the child and see if we could help?
No, it was an adult. It was my child that's having problems with one of the adults in the church. Through the school. Yes. No, I'd rather not give out any names.
Oh, well, is the problem resolved?
I hope so.
Hmm.
As far as I can see right now, it is.
Oh, good.
So I'm waiting to see. But I honestly feel this person had to be a member of the People's Temple, or he wouldn't have... he should be.
Let me tell you, though.
If he feels this strongly about it.
We get accused of everything. We get accused of, I mean, people have, you know, give us threatening calls and, you know, like, well, that's what that whole, you know, article was
mm-hmm.
written up for that very
mm-hmm.
thing. Like,
yeah, I read the whole thing.
But really, we get accused for a lot. I'm sure one of our members haven't done it. We can check it, but, you know, I'm sure that, you know, it wasn't one of us. But you must, you know that we do get accused for a lot. I'd rather that you not accuse us of that. So, you know.
Well, the reason, like I say, if he isn't, he should be a member, because he's certainly on your side, and you know, this type of thing, which, like I told him, I didn't have a right to take sides, because I was not familiar, and I live next door to neighbors who are People's Temple, and I live in the valley, and we are surrounded, you know, by the people, and you work with them, you live with them, and I had not taken sides one way or the other. And so for him to call and disagree with what I supposedly said, and then he even wanted to discuss it after I told him that I did not make a statement, and he said he recognized my voice, and then I did make it.
Boy, this is a pretty pushy person, wasn't it?
Yes, like I told him, I didn't appreciate him calling me privately, because he had no right.
Yeah.
You know, and so I called the station. The station said if there was any more that they would contact the church and see if something couldn't be done on this situation. But if he calls and refuses to give me his name or phone number with him again, I'm just going to hang up on him. I'm not going to talk to him.
Well, I appreciate your calling and have feeling the freedom to call us, you know, about it.
Yeah. Well, you had my last name. This is it, you know.
Oh, boy. Well, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You say that people live next door to you. Are there any problems with them?
No.
They don't
our kids don't get along, so they just don't play together, and there's no problem. When we first moved here, they played together, but they just, even though they're the same age, they go to school together.
Yeah.
They are friends. They're not enemies, you know,
mm-hmm.
but they just don't play together. They just aren't compatible.
Well, I'm glad there's no, you know, problems.
None at all. As a matter of fact, if I see the people in town, we speak, and
that's
how you are, this type of thing, you know. No,
uh-huh.
There's no problem whatsoever with them. And one of the things also that frightens me is that I live by myself with a number of children, and it's, you know, without a man around. And the fact that this man knew my last name was quite weird, my name and phone number. I honestly feel it was connected with the call I made because I was trying to get some information.
I wonder how somebody could get that much information.
Well, because I had left my name and phone number on these two calls that I made.
Oh.
Trying to get some results through the school. Because the school was supposed to call me back.
Hmm. Well, at least it wasn't a threatening call, though.
No, but I feel indirectly they were letting me know that I had made those two remarks toward this person who was a member.
You don't think that they believed you when you talked to them that you weren't the one?
This guy didn't know.
Huh.
Or he was trying to upset me a little bit by making me think that he didn't believe me in it. He knew I wasn't, but I had made this other two calls trying to get a problem straightened out, and that he was just more or less letting me know that he knew I had made a remark one way or the other. And my remark was not against the people's temple, it was against a member, against the person itself that I was having a problem with. The fact that this person was a member of the people's temple had nothing to do with it.
You had something to do with school then?
Yeah, it was at school. That's the problem.
Terribly.
And see, I left my name and phone number, and then about 20 minutes later, I got the call from this man. So I don't know what the deal was.
Well, I do hope that school situation is resolved, and if not, I'd really want you to feel free to, you know, say something so that we could, you know, work it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I would hate to have you, you know, if there is any problem, to go on with it, you know, because we could probably resolve it so quickly, you know.
Well, I know the problem is a personality conflict between an adult and one of my children.
Oh.
And it works both ways. It's, the person does not care for my son, and my son does not care for this person.
Well, is it I hope it isn't a teacher.
No, but I'd rather not, you know, go into it to who he is or any of this, you know. But it, I think we've got it resolved. I don't know.
Yeah, because it'd be pretty, you know, sad if it were a teacher having
mm-hmm.
to see that person every day, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, in a sense, I think sometimes that's good, though, because we've all got to live with and around people that we might
not get along with.
And just despise and hate to be even in connected with, but we're forced to in our everyday life as we go along. And I think sometimes when a child has to do this, I've always encouraged my kids to stick it out and see it through.
I have found too that some of the people that I couldn't get along with at all have become my best friends, you know. Even teachers in school, you know, that I had the worst time by the end of the semester, whatever, you know, I ended up appreciating
them. Yeah, so my son found a situation like that. I'll never forget one, and it hadn't been too many years ago. I was a captain on a bowling league, and we had four captains and 16 girls. And we were to put the girls' names in the hat and draw three names out, you know, for the rest of our team. And I said, no way am I going to draw names out. I know who I'll get. I'll get this certain gal that her and I don't get along. And she just really disliked me immensely. I don't have too much problem with people. I can give or take, you know. I can run into my worst enemy and say, hi, how are you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And truly mean it, because I know there's good in all people. And everybody says, oh, no, you won't get her name. And so I said, all right, I agreed to draw names. And I'll be darned if yours wasn't the first one. That's true. And I thought, oh no, and the first 3 days I bowled, I was just really upset, and I got to thinking, I wasn't hurting her a bit, I was hurting me.
Right.
And that I was going to have to live with this situation, and so really it got so that she was sort of the laughing stock of the team, because if we lost, she complained how I bowled, if we won, she bragged how she bowled, you know. And everybody got, so it was sort of a hysterical thing, because they knew just what was going to happen. You know, that she was going to either go bragging or bitching, one of the two, you know. And when I'd sit back and see it, why, she really made enemies out of being this way, and by me going along and not letting it bother me, which was very difficult for me to do at the time, but I did. But I just had to resign myself to the fact that I was going to be bowling with her and put up with her every week, and that was it, and not to get upset and irritated over the things that she did. And I was very proud of myself, and I felt much better for it after I had done it, you know. So it was a hard lesson to go through, but this is what I try to teach my kids, that sometimes we are just forced with people that we cannot get along with, and we have to.
Well, that's a good way to teach, you know. I mean, most people wouldn't see it that way, and that's pretty good.
Well, I think we have to, because, well, I'll tell you, there's times, you know, you have to work right next to somebody that you dislike, and dislike their ways, and you can't bicker and fight and argue all the time. There's no, you know, there's no sense in it, because they're both human beings and have their rights and this type of thing, so you got to try to get along is the way I feel about it. So I think I've got my problem resolved. I don't know. I think it's about a 50-50 situation. My son and this other person is about 50-50. So I hope we got it solved anyhow.
So do I.
I'm not sure. Okay, then. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It moves when I talk.
It's not doing nothing now.
When I...
recording. What the hell's wrong with this thing?
Wait a minute.
Well, it's...
it's moving in your room, huh?
Yeah. It didn't move on.
Well, when I use the, you know, the phone thing, it works. It goes...
Now, when I start praising this machine, all of a sudden it goes... it's messed up.
Hi, may I speak to Mr. DeMura, please?
May I
speak to him, please? I'm Mike Probst, assistant pastor at People's Temple Christian Church.
Okay, one moment, please.
Dick DeMure speaking.
Mr. DeMure?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mike Probst, assistant pastor with People's Temple Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Jones received your letter about the Christmas program, and he asked me to let you know that as yet we don't have one, but we would be willing to contribute financially.
No, you don't have a choir or anything that is going to be doing any participating at all this year.
Well, of course we do have a choir, but we won't be in the area, so far as I know, at that time. So it'd be pretty hard to commit our resources.
Yeah, if you're not going to be here, it makes it a little difficult.
It would be a little tough.
All right. But you would like to contribute financially to it?
Yes, Pastor would be more than happy to do that.
Okay. Why don't we get back to you a little further down the line when we have everything arranged and get some positive feedback as to how many people we're going to have. And possibly we can put on a show for you from here.
Well, that might be very nice.
In other words, rather than... You can contribute in the way of sponsorship, and then we'll just put on a show for you.
Okay. Well,
okay?
Right. And Pastor did want me to convey to you that we really appreciate your help in our recent ordeal.
Oh, well, that's quite all right. We had a little situation, I believe, yesterday come up on that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, where some people decided they wanted to discuss your situation, so we had to cut them off the air and just go to something else.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's going to continue for some time, but luckily we've got all the switches in the right place now, so we don't have to put up with that stuff. So I guess everything will work out as long as we can just... it's going to take a while for people to understand that there are just certain subjects we're not going to tolerate on the air.
Right. I wonder if anyone had contacted or attempted to contact Pastor about that.
What, yesterday?
Uh-huh.
No, because the only nothing was ever said. It was the type of thing where the lady called in, and she says, "I want to talk about People's Temple," and that was the end of the conversation right there. We just cut her off the air, and didn't even pursue it any further. So it was just one of these things where, I guess that type of thing is going to keep happening until they realize that they're going to be cut off the air and not discuss it.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take a while for them to understand it.
Well, we certainly appreciate your attitude. It's,
that's quite all right. I don't mind. As long as something is newsworthy and is beneficial to the community, I'm willing to put it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But when it starts sticking people in the eye, that's no fun at all.
Well,
there's got to be better things to do with your time.
Certainly so. And I will pass that on to Pastor.
Okay. And if there's anything else we can do to help you, just give us a holler.
Okay, thank you very much, and we'll be waiting to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Good afternoon, Mr. Denny's office.
Yes, is Mr. Denny in?
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Denny.
Yes, Mr. Denny, Jim
Jones.
I came to you just as you came to me the other day, I'm slightly infuriated and maybe without cause. Mrs. Marable called one of our people and said you're in trouble with the welfare, that she'd been in the welfare and heard that we were in trouble with the welfare. And, of course, that may be paranoia striking too deep, but I thought, and she bragged that she'd been given 3 extra patients, and this slightly infuriated me if I thought that some worker there would air difficulties that really do not reflect
when was she in here? Did the information tell you that?
I did not. Said she was in the welfare.
I will look into it immediately, personally.
And I don't, I'm just assuming in trouble with the welfare could mean any number of innuendos or gossip. But
Mrs. Maribel, yeah, Mrs. Maribel, as you well know, and I'm surely not insinuating that this is accurate because I will check out the other side of it, but she is notorious for the ability to play 2 ends against the middle, and this is...
That makes me feel good.
This has always been a problem, but I don't want to beg off that is, in fact, what has occurred here. I want to get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to deal with this woman in court. If she doesn't quit harassing us, there's certainly some...
Well, she's starting... I could possibly apply the same tone to what she's doing to us, because she knows her light... Well, I've already stated this to Tim, and I don't feel
that you need to express.
All right,
it to me.
I didn't
have the slightest doubt about you, but I'm.
No.
I know that I cannot control my department, and entirely. I try very hard to control this large congregation, and I'm not in no way has my faith been slightly affected by this in reference to you, but I don't. That's why when Mr. McGuigan calls, if you'd tell him to stress that he's authorized or something, or is he calling? I'll ask you. He's calling wanting to speak to Mr. and Mrs. Beam Sr. I don't have the slightest paranoia when I'm dealing with you. Anything you ask me to do, I will do with great willingness. But when other people call, I get...
He's acting. Let me, first of all, before I leave this topic, I will handle that personally. I will do that as soon as I hang up. As to whether or not she's been in here the last couple of days, whether or not any of the staff...
She said, I'm only recalling now from second hand that I think it was 2 days ago.
Okay, well, 2 days ago, all right. So that would put it at Wednesday. If she was in here, I'll see the log and I'll see who she talked to. If she was in physically or if we had her on the telephone.
I thought that would be a terrible thing, that people wouldn't have any more discretion than that. To make reflections on the church in the first place. If a Catholic came in there and in some way violated some code, the whole Catholic Church wouldn't be brought into question.
That's right.
In the first place, if this wasn't an unusual case and an unusual lad that had helped 15 other young people in a very positive way, I would, this kind of a case, I'm mortified, to say the least, that one of my members would even be suggested that they would be involved in child abuse. I'm mortified. But then, the whole church shouldn't have been judged by that, and our inference is made to
But my church. My problem is, and my concern is, if it's a problem, is that that could happen, and I don't want that to happen if I can stay away from it.
Well, I don't think it would be with Margaret. Margaret, usually her contact, Margaret has been cordial. It didn't happen with any planning, but we just so happened to employ, I think, her son or her nephew, I don't know which it was, as an attorney, and he's a very crackerjack attorney.
Well, fact, we should judge people.
We're looking forward to giving him more work. But since that time, so I've heard, or whatever, maybe that didn't have anything to do with it, but her attitude has been not as bitey, or there's not been the snide remarks that we pick up in the community rumor mill.
Yeah.
So I don't know who it would have been. She didn't quote anyone.
Okay.
She just said that you were in trouble with the welfare, ha, 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 and that kind of an attitude. And
But she didn't indicate, she didn't indicate...
She did not stress what kind of trouble.
Or she didn't indicate who the conversation
no,
was.
No, nor did she pinpoint the individual. But I felt rather than let this thing get in a...
No, sir, I will...
I wanted to do just as you did, to call me directly.
Right.
I will,
as I said, I will handle it personally. I will, I'll find that out, exactly what occurred there.
I
but I'm very fearful of this lady. She plays the same game with us. We've had other complaints. I don't know if I'm sharing things with you, but we've had other complaints.
You've never found me yet, you, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I don't...
You'll not find me doing it in the future.
There was another point about her that came up. What I'd said is I'd mentioned to Tim that her license is in jeopardy, and she knows it. And I think that she will play, the role of trying to get on the good side when it actually is the worst side she can possibly be in such a malicious way. This woman is malicious.
She's that, and that's why I said to you this week when you started telling me you were dealing with that, I said, I have the implicit trust in you that you will handle that situation. But then I thought some worker, as they're giving her patience, which seemed to me an odd thing to do with a woman who I know to be not only vicious, but to be physically abusive, I thought maybe some worker was not aware of what they were doing.
No, someone has, I had information that there was someone had placed two people there that had known her.
Yeah, well,
it was not an actual placement from our department.
No, nothing to do about that.
No, it was she went out and recruited, in quotes. She did the recruitment on I knew of a couple. Now, I don't know of a third, but
well, she's a liar. She could not. She possibly doesn't even have all of her beds filled, but she went on that.
Well, I don't know if she does or doesn't. I know of the one instance of how she got some people.
But anyway, she was bragging about it and bothering one of our people, and she calls our rest home, the geriatric home next to the church. She calls that constantly, where the people live voluntarily there together and manage their own affairs. And she's always calling those people and harassing them, and I'm going to take it into hand if she doesn't. She claims that now she's found Jesus afresh with some new group, and I'm glad for her, but it doesn't bespeak if she's found any renewal of Christ that she thinks is better than what we have to offer. It doesn't bespeak in her character. I wish the woman certainly could get transformed. We miserably failed with her, although she didn't come to church enough to get any real influence from our teachings, but I would welcome a transformation in that woman's life. But it isn't coming through, and I don't appreciate her goading us, but that's not your problem. The problem that did concern me was that if someone in the welfare had no more sense than to tell her that, I knew you'd want to know about it.
I do want to know about it, and I'm going to take...
And it may not be that at all? She may
I don't
be just
know.
Guessing.
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
All right.
I had another point. I'm sorry I lost
Fine.
That,
I'm sorry.
Jim, while I had you on the line.
I have a tendency to chatter too
I was
much.
Working this morning trying to get those charges eliminated on the criminal side, and I'm not making much headway. I've got to spend more time, I guess. I don't know what the hell is happening in that DA's office, really, to be honest with you. Maybe you have better insight into that than I do.
Duncan talked like that. Well, you mean they're considering to press those charges?
Pardon?
They're considering to press charges against him?
Well, what I want them is to be not even to consider them. And I don't know where in the hell they are, what they're going to do. And that bothers me right now. But that's my problem, to see where... what they're going to do with whatever the sheriff's office ever came up with that. So,
well, I know this. All the support I've given to some of these people that has met the difference in their careers, I just don't... I never asked them for one kindly favor. Never one time have I talked to any one of them. The Sheriff R. Duncan James, until this time, came up. Now, this young man's total behavior and character is so redemptive that if they do that, my whole tone of support will change. That's all. I'm disgusted with them if they would pursue that to a criminal matter.
Well, I'm trying to, as I have pledged to you.
Yes,
I will not have you criticize that pledge. When I give my word that I'm going to try to do something, I'm going to do it. And you know, there are always limitations, but at least my action will hopefully be proven. I'm not making any headway today, and I'm getting a little antsy about that.
The response was that there wasn't... the response that I got, which I know you wouldn't say, you wouldn't quote me, that ordinarily this type of thing will not go to any prosecution. But now, what's the new
I don't
element?
Know that there is any new element unless... anything has happened later this afternoon. Have you had any word sometime today at all on that, or is it...
I haven't talked because I was sort of relieved of that side of it, and I was only interested in working with you because they relieved my mind somewhat of that. and I was...
Today?
No, that was on Monday, but they supposedly had all the facts. I think it was Monday. They had all the facts before them by then. And I was only interested in getting a resolution to work with you to where to place the youngster.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was the criminal thing being in any further consideration. Did they give you some indication there?
Well, I haven't seen that being resolved, Jim, and that's what I'm concerned about. It's Friday, and I don't know where the hell that is.
Well, I don't know. Do you mean there's a complaint laying someplace?
Well, the sheriff is going to do something with the matter. And if it sits for 5 days, you know, I want to know, I'm not getting very good answers, so...
Have you talked to John Dahl himself?
Well, I haven't done that, and I don't like to do that at this point in time, but maybe...
Well, he's spoken of having a very courteous and close relationship with you, so...
Well, I have a very close relationship with him, but I like to keep...
All right, I don't want you to compromise your
business
position.
Issues.
I talked to him about some of these matters, which I have... clear witnesses of the bias of some one deputy. Now, that one deputy may want to hound the thing, but it'd be ill-advised, because certainly if it gets to court, I'm going to bring in some of these factors. I would think it'd be ill-advised for him to push that. I didn't get any feeling that John Dahl was wanting anything more than whatever the welfare department came up with, the custodial services, whatever it came up with was more or less what it seemed to stand. And Mr. Ford Duncan, the feeling was that he was a supporter of corporal punishment, and provided that the child had incorrigible patterns like this. Now, I'm paraphrasing, and please don't quote me.
No.
But this is in essence what he said, that in cases like this, he just wouldn't do anything about it. As long as I spoke well of him, well of you to him, and that I was immediately in contact with you about it, I didn't make any commitment of you. No way did I commit you about the matter. I didn't even discuss what we discussed, other than to say that I've been in close contact with you, and you've been always so good to be fair on every matter. And I said I knew there was no one out for blood in your department. That may have been a little far out, because I don't know everybody's in your department. But I think that was reasonably what I said. And I know the superintendent of education called him, telling him they didn't want any prosecution. So... It's a situation that you're probably much more familiar with, how the wheels grind. I've never had one of my people in court, but one time, and he was clearly guilty of something, using some slugs in the parking meter, and the chief of police's officer was good enough to call us and ask what to do, and he said, what's he done? He said, well, he put some slugs, he worked for the newspaper, and he used some slugs, different ones in the newspaper have been using slugs in parking meters. I said, well, that's against our teaching, so he has
a very foolish thing to do.
He'd have to face the music. Now, that's the only case I ever know, and we didn't lift a finger to defend him. We said, face the music. You've been taught better than that. It's a dishonest thing to do. But in this case, the only reason I'm in it, Mr. Denny, now, if this man had had any pattern of child abuse, and he had been an individual who had not had the greatest of sympathies to human beings, you wouldn't have found me even calling you once.
I know that.
I said, take your music, and I would detach myself from the nefarious situation. It's already mortifying enough that whatever he spanked with, even if it was a switch, he spanked too hard. That's my conclusion, or there wouldn't be this issue.
Jim, but, you know that in my professional and educational and experience in dealing, that you know in your own mind that whatever decision I made on that issue was precisely to those facts and nothing else. I'm sure by what you're saying that supports that. It was such a situation that one could not ignore fact in an attempt to minimize it. There was no way to do that, especially when you've got so many witnesses. It gets very difficult.
The only thing I could say that I do think is a certain mitigating circumstances that an incorrigible, who has been judged, and we have evidence of that, both being sociopathic and pathological and is lying and kleptomaniac. What in the name of heaven anyone could understand the dilemma where the school has asked him on one occasion to spank and asked for permission, the former principal, to spank him. You can understand how the kid got into this spanking business, which is disapproved of by me. It certainly should have seemed that the arresting officer would have some, knowing the background of this lad, would have a slight bit of empathy for a lad who's never arrest record and who, in fact, had a degree in social service, though he's now, he runs a garage, it looks to me that they would have looked into that. And our entire church has never once had one of their people arrested. Says something for the kind of teaching and character and integrity of an organization. That's all I was asking. It's probably bordering on asking consideration, but I never have before, and I certainly have been asked for consideration. When people want votes, they don't hesitate to ask me for consideration, and I have produced. And I brought some good people into government in this county, which I would do again. But it seems to me that it ought to be a two-way street, that when a young man has all these decent things that can be documented, I don't ask anyone to take my word for it, but it can be documented that he has all this background of good character, that they ought not to hang him.
Well, this
on
is
one
now,
incident.
Now we're coming to a point in Mr. McQuiggan's responsibilities that he has in the department. What we're attempting to show is that good character, Ms. Jim.
Well, I'm sure you are.
The only, because the facts that are presented will relate to character, and what is being done, and I think you asked about this, whoever is seen or questioned, it is to support our particular theory and findings, if you will, of good moral fortitude.
I have no doubt about you. As I said, if you ever lost your position there, I'd like to be the first to have the opportunity to hire you. But when Mr. McQuiggan was giving him candy and sending candy up to Mrs. Rubin, and saying that they'd like to talk to you, I thought that this was slightly lacking in the kind of protocol to deal with a troubled child. But maybe I'm out of touch with social services. I used to, years ago, I worked in the Ohio County Welfare Department when I was going to college. But I know I'm not abreast of all the patterns, but it seemed like there was a very indulgent behavior from what was described to me.
Any kind of methodology is acceptable if it's effective. If it is not effective, then somebody's showed misjudgment, and that's about the easiest principle.
Well, one thing we have found, and I think you made comment, and I took it to heart, you made comment to one of our workers, and they passed it on to me, don't reinforce, don't reward with material things. Well, we rarely do. Usually our reinforcement is trips and educational experiences, our use of the pool, and various things of that nature. But we found this kid is the most manipulative youngster in the world, and if he thinks he's got you conned, there's no end to what he will do.
Well, he'll play out his string on it.
Someone approached us there, approached one of us and said, do you have a bicycle? Well, they said he had a bicycle, and he wanted it. Well, if he's got a bicycle, he had to steal it, because he was going to, the Beams were going to buy him one for Christmas. And that's just how fast an operator he is. If he hasn't, I'll bet my lower teeth, which I still have, and my uppers, I'll bet them both that he's already stolen, because the kid does not, it seems to be almost a compulsive pattern with him. And I, who wouldn't be? I'm not, God, I wish that Jack and I had known. I wish we'd all known that he had been, witnessed his mother being murdered, and then have to wipe up the blood. If that's the truth, then he should never have even been spanked, even lightly.
I question that.
You think that's another one of
our
stories?
Findings in that bizarre story is rather bizarre at best.
Well, you relieve a burden of guilt, don't you? I've had a lot of guilt about this. By the way, I told Mr. McQuiggan, or I had one of my secretaries to tell him that I thought it would get back to you, because I didn't want to take more of your time. I said, I didn't know this was going to come up, I wanted you to know I have given him the strongest order that I can give.
Apparently, I'm like you in many respects, and that is, I have a deep feeling, I think, in concerning such situations. The easy things, Jim, are easy for everybody. I don't want easy things. I want to do more than just what's easy. I too many people are willing to sit back and not take risks.
Yes, but I don't want to cause risks for you.
You've never...
Well, this guardianship business, the whole blessed guardianship business, from what I gathered after talking to you, that our people didn't pick up and they were deeply apologetic, that we're on a best uneasy ground with the whole guardianship principle.
That was the legal side of the house that wanted it, as far as I'm concerned.
The legal house is down, voted down now. 93 members of our board, we voted it down. No more guardianships.
It's a risk. It's a high risk, and I attempted in probably a very feeble way and a very ineffective way to point that out, but there was no listening to that.
Idealists are Pollyannish, you know. We want to save the world, and this has been good for us. If we can only get through without this young man's future being hampered, there's a lot that's been learned. There was some point you made that it slipped my mind that I told the board. I thought this is such a good point. Well, anyway, it's a lot of things you said have really lodged in fertile ground, and we've passed it on. There was a very good phrase you gave.
None of this is ever in criticism, but what is meant is to build a foundation that we can be most effective in a very humanitarian way, and that's all I'm interested in.
Well, I'd like you to suggest, it seems to me that we ought to have maybe a inner city area where we're not so controversial, where you're not the largest church, 20 times larger than the average church here, where you don't stick out like a sore thumb, where you don't have a mixed racial congregation, where there is still a lot of latent racism from my ministerial friends, and police officers alike, and John Dahl told me there's a lot of the provinciality. Small towns do sometimes, there is a parallel of small minds. And we ought to do this, it seems to me, where we've got 5,000 members in San Francisco, and we would not even be observed and be welcomed. It seems to me that's where we need to build maybe a private school where we could build, work with these children and have the resource people right there on the facilities. Certainly in the big city there's things they can get into. But if these children have had a wealth of background in the ghetto, they can not only get into trouble here, but they can invite others into trouble.
Mm. Well, I cannot debate that.
And so we're not bringing any more. The lawyers have lost on the guardianship. I think one day what stuck with me, you said, what if this had been my home? What if I had approved this home? And I said, see? And how we ought to empathize here that this man, we've approved this man's home, in a sense. Though the guardianship was handed to him, we didn't do it as a church. He made his own arrangement. But we are being judged by this.
That's the reality of it.
Judges forever.
That's the reality. Yes, that's the difficult part.
And he is one of the best human beings I know. Now, if he could get overwhelmed and spank a child, goodness knows we got somebody else that could do it. So I made the flattest of orders that anyone who used corporal punishment will be brought up for a question about their membership, because I've gotten a lot of opinions now. I wish I'd gotten them before. Some psychologists have told us that the thing to do, you should spank. Dr. Spock was wrong, and you get all these different countercurrents of thought. But I found the general consensus is that corporal punishment is not, there's no place for it, really, in the development.
Well, I'm sure there's more acceptable and just as efficient ways than showing one's physical domination over a situation, and I do not condone it. And
well,
I think
good.
There's other areas.
Good. I'm glad I took that firm position, and you'll not hear any more corporal punishment of any type. You won't have to be bothered with our people, because when I make a real stern demand, it's usually recognized, and I demand it.
Jim, I want to get on that issue that provoked your call.
What can I do?
You don't mind?
Look into the other departments to see where this case with Beam is. Should I make any contact with those? I have reasonable rapport.
Well, see, my concern, it's been a week, and nobody's given me any answers. I'm trying to be kind of a disinterested party, which I am finding very difficult to be. I'm just trying to do my thing here on the child protective side and not get involved in anything else. But I'm getting a little antsy about that.
Well, if they don't give some consideration to the background that you're building up with this young man, which I can also help you in any way.
I think you will. I think from some conversation that you would have from Mr. Bean, one of the firm commitments that I made to him in the meeting that I had with
him. He said so.
Was the fact that we are not going at this in a negative atmosphere. My staff hear that, and if they violate that, then they don't work with me. But that we are going at this in a positive frame of reference, and that we are attempting to support that positive frame of reference by character support in the community of many contacts.
On balance.
It's not negative.
On balance for McGuigan, McGuigan talked very kindly to Beam. I think I told you that when I was critical
correct.
Of his
yes.
posture before with the child. I think on balance, he has not been unkind to Beam, and Beam felt some at peace, and Carter felt at peace, and the doctor's report, client's attorney has contacted the doctor, and the doctor has dealt with a lot of abuse, and he minimized this. So it would seem to me that if he isn't, I don't know what would be holding up. Could it be just procrastination?
I don't know.
I'm quoting things out. I really attorney, please don't quote me on that.
That might be procrastination. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I brought the subject up. I don't know.
That's thoughtful of you to do so.
I don't, and maybe it's unfair for me not to come out and say, what the hell do you know? I just say, I don't know anything. And that makes me uneasy. When I don't know something, I get a little antsy.
Well, I shall.
That means that I've lost control of the situation, I guess, and I just don't like being put in that posture.
Now,
but anyway, Jim, I do want
better.
To get on that other matter.
Is there anything that I can do to say that these people don't make that mistake? They're making a great mistake because I've been a very good supporter in this community. But if they do this to one of my people, I'm going to pull in my shell. I mean that. I'm not. If they allow that to go through and give him the axe, that's a terrible charge that he'll never live down. Now, they don't realize how utterly loyal. If they were to fire you tomorrow, I would do everything in my power to see that we didn't lose a man of your caliber. It would be the same if it were Duncan James, or it'd be the same if it were John Doe. When I see good people in this community, it's not any great heroics on my part. It's enlightened self-interest. I want good people to remain where they are. But my loyalty extends not only to the church, it extends to people that I've found decent in the community. And one day, I hope you never have to see it, but you'll find it.
I have... My whole frame of reference is to what you speak.
Now you'll
or
find
you and I would not be talking as we do.
You'll find a drawing power one day if you ever need it. I'm worth a lot when it comes to strength and support, and I don't understand those the other two departments who really, I guess you're saying...
I'm surely not. I don't know. I don't know about the other two departments, I guess is what I'm saying.
I see. Well,
and I surely do not sit either pro or con.
Well, I'm not going to be quoting you one way or another.
I don't know. Yeah, but that's fine. You could, because I don't know what the stance is. I just get uneasy when I don't know what my heading is, you know.
All right.
In a situation.
Well,
and I'm probably taking advantage of your insight. Maybe you had something, and I shouldn't have done that. I should have.
All I know was a positive approach, and I know you won't quote that unless he says it to you from Duncan that there was very little likelihood anything be done with it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know based on what he'd heard of it. Because I think he even mentioned something of belief that an incorrigible, if it was this type of background, he'd have empathy in the matter, and there would not be anything done about it. Not that he was in any way supporting
the child. Well, that's good. If that's what he said, then that's good enough for me. I've had no question about Duncan's, his truthfulness and veracity.
I think for Duncan's sake, because Duncan's a good friend of yours and highest of praise for your department.
Well, Duncan,
I don't think we should lose Duncan. Well, what I think the sheriff, if he puts that, Duncan's having a little bit of his own static these days. What I really hate, I'm just talking to a friend now, what I hate is if the sheriff's department would not push that up to Duncan to have to put a thumb down on it.
Yeah.
It'd be better that because...
Well, he should keep the heat off of Duncan's office. You're right.
That's what I
feel. He's had a little excessive sweat in the last
few. That's what I feel.
You can't bring another one on. You know, you can't compound a man's problem.
That's what I feel.
But anyway, the both of the gentlemen and others that we've spoken, I have to feel highly of it. I just don't have an answer, and I get uneasy when I don't have answers.
Well, if you do get an answer, I would certainly be...
I will commit that I will call you within reasonable hours.
Now, you don't worry about my reasonable hours. I will try to be more reasonable with your hours,
no,
but you call me any
I will get that information to you, whichever way we go. If it comes to me and I know you do not have insight into the information, I will pass that on to you.
I just sort of took the word of Duncan, but I have a great deal of empathy for Duncan.
Well, that's good enough for me. If he gave you his word, and that's good enough for me.
But what I would like is that the Sheriff's Department would do their part in the matter, which I've never asked any kind of consideration from them, if they didn't put it on his table, as you said, with this pressure that he got from the grand jury.
Well, he's gotten it from a lot of areas. Yeah, there surely have been a...
Somebody's after him, and I've not quite been able to ascertain it. I hear rumors that one of the judges don't find him too acceptable, but law enforcement respect him highly. As far as I can gather, you know the community currents as well as I do.
Well,
it's obviously somebody's out for an axe to grind with Duncan, and I think it'd be a tragedy if...
Well, I'll tell you, the best man in that whole organization is Tim, to be very honest with you, and I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. That's the whole strength of that damned office.
Is that so?
There are some weaknesses there, Jim. There are some weaknesses, and I've told Duncan this, so I'm not saying anything.
Well, I'm not.
But I respect the man for a lot of other things, but the strength of that office is that council.
Well, I'll take your opinion. Whatever, if the man is coming up for election, I would hate for it to be something he had done in reference to People's Temple that could be used. And I could just see a situation like that.
Yeah.
You can look down the road. So if the Sheriff's Department would only be reasonably fair, I can give them a lot of cases. And believe me, I've got a lot of cases to afford about that department. I don't want to... I want to be low profile, but if they attack one of my people... I will fight like an old hen.
Yeah.
And I'll fight with what I have. And I've got some documented evidence about things there that isn't, I don't think would be the kind of situation that should be aired.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to allow him to go down without a fight.
I want to get on that other matter, Jim.
Thank you.
I will handle that.
Forgive
right
me for the long conversation.
Oh, no. It's always my pleasure.
Don't hesitate to cut me off.
Very
That's perfectly
enjoyable.
All right. Take care now.
This has... great ramification, and I hope I'm applying my skill and whatever I have.
I've found it thus far, and I want you to know that I don't require any kind of perfection. You've done enough that I would make allowances for a great deal in our relationship.
But that's,
you have a friend, and...
But that's what makes you great.
Well, I hope so.
All right, I want to get on this, and I'll try to, the next time I talk with you. I probably won't bring it back specifically, but I will be able to report back to you when we talk in the future.
All right, thanks so much.
Goodbye.
Bye.